Hello, and welcome to CWR Unplugged. My name is Ed Dunn, and I am delighted to host this week's segment of CWR Unplugged. As we say, these conversations on Saturday, these podcasts on the weekend, are a chat. It's as if we were sitting together, having a conversation. There's a comfortable and beautiful informality to this. Now, that's not to say that we're not careful and preparatory in our thoughts and our scriptures and our presentation. It's just not done in a studio. There's not a lot of production editing after the fact. And so it's a conversation, as we like to say, pull up a cup of coffee, pull out and make a cup of tea, have a glass of water, have a seat, and we'll have a chat. I'm titling this weekly podcast Freedom, Festival, and Fireworks. We're coming up upon our annual celebration here in the United States of the 4th of July. So we're recording this before July 4th, but not much before July 4th. What a special time of year, and I'll make a note and say our deepest apologies to our British friends and partners that have to watch us celebrate so jubilantly the freedom we fought for and won. Coming up on the 4th of July is a special time of year. It's summertime, it's warm. The rains of spring are behind. We're into the beautiful days of summer. And I'd like to start this podcast with two scriptural quotations and one quotation from a writer, thinker, philosopher. I love the passage in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, which reads, "Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand," with an exclamation mark. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. My second thought is from a philosopher, an author, a thinker, Albert Camus, if I'm saying his last name correctly. He writes, "Freedom is nothing else but a chance to be better." Freedom is nothing else but a chance to be better. And then lastly, from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 in the NIV, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." I love these quotations, and they set a framework for what I'd like to speak with you about in this edition of CWR Unplugged. I can remember many years at a local park in a beautiful small town south of us here in Pasadena, California. The small town is San Marino, California, and the park is Lacey Park. This is a park that is, it could be set anywhere in the country. You'd have no idea that you're in Los Angeles County. It has beautiful neighborhoods around it, but not city. There's no congestion. There's no traffic. There's no noise. And inside Lacey Park, there are plenty of freshly mown green grass fields and mature trees around a set of walking paths, an interior walking path and an exterior walking path, playgrounds, picnic tables, restrooms with water fountains with cool water, rose gardens, atriums, and even tennis courts tucked in a corner. Lacey Park is a treasure. And I remember going to Lacey Park for the 4th of July for many, many years when my daughter was young. We would meet friends with their children there. I had a brother that lived in Pasadena for many years. We would meet there with friends. It's just been a place that has drawn us to celebrate Independence Day for many years. And I can look back and remember the memories and how the memories were all about freedom, festival, and fireworks. I remember when the kids were little. We'd have to cover their ears at the time darkness fell and the fireworks began. The loud booms and the streaking colors were almost scary to younger children. I also remember that we never brought enough sparklers. The kids seemed to move through whatever stock and store of red and green and blue sparklers that we brought. They always seemed to move through them quickly and ask for more. The memories are wonderful. The memories are rich, freedom, festival, and fireworks. And it has me thinking this time of year about our lives in Christ Jesus. In the categories of freedom, festival, and fireworks, whether categories is the right word or not, I'm not sure, but the elements of freedom and festival and fireworks that we enjoy in Christ Jesus. You know, we in the West, we do enjoy freedom. We love our freedoms, especially here in America. We have the freedom to travel about the world freely with appropriate documentation. We have the freedoms to get an education, to begin and grow a career, and choose the work we want to do. We have the freedom to set up a home, start a family, have children, and have those children go to school. Safe schools, whether public or private, to get an education. We have so many freedoms in this country at this time, and it has not always been that way. And it is not that way for people the globe over. There are places in the world where there are not such freedoms, and where they're not even close to what we take for granted. Festivals. We here celebrate festivals on the calendar throughout the year. We celebrate, as this is timed, the 4th of July each year, a beautiful time for friends and family to get together and celebrate our national freedom and our physical freedoms. We celebrate Easter in the spring each year, a reminder of Christ's death and resurrection. We celebrate Christmas, a time of celebrating and deeply, deeply giving thanks for and remembering, memorializing Christ's birth. We celebrate birthdays on our calendars. We celebrate anniversaries. Many, many occasions in our lives throughout the calendar year give us the opportunity to celebrate festival. And fireworks. We always love fireworks. Who doesn't like fireworks except the small children for whom their ears hurt when the fireworks are going off? But fireworks are beautiful, and I can remember various shows in my life, whether it's over the Rose Bowl or whether it was Lacey Park, as I'm speaking about here, or other places in my youth growing up in Western Pennsylvania. Fireworks are very, very special. In Christ Jesus, we have ultimate freedom. As Galatians 5 says, Christ has called us to a free life. So let's take a stand in that free life. Let's celebrate that free life and not let anything or anyone put a yoke of slavery on us again. We have freedom to be better. And although that thought is written by Albert Camus, truly in Jesus we find the only opportunity to be better, because Jesus indwells us. Jesus transforms us. He works in us to his ends for his good pleasure. And we are transformed. We do become better because of our lives in Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus, we have fireworks, if you will. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus indwells us and has made his home with us. Jesus is beautiful color and creativity, just like fireworks. Jesus is from above and comes down in the incarnation, becomes flesh, lives and dies humanly and divinely, and now lives as the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is love, joy, and peace in us. Just like three colors in a firework, these spiritual gifts reside in us and flow from our hearts as Christ Jesus dwells in our hearts. Love and joy and peace flow from us to the world, flow from us to those who desperately need the good news of the gospel, and transformation through the life of Jesus Christ within. We give thanks for the freedom we enjoy in our lives, nationally, physically, but most importantly, spiritually. We give thanks for the festivals that we observe each year, which point us to bigger truths and realities, be that the physical and national freedom of the 4th of July, or be that what Easter and Christmas point us to, our hope. And we love the fireworks of our lives, the fruit of the Spirit within us, the fruit of the Lord within us. Where there is freedom, those fruits, love, joy, and peace, that brighten our lives, and they brighten the lives of those that we can share the good news with. We give thanks for the fireworks of our lives, and for all the lessons that this time of year can remind us of, the freedoms, the festivals, and the fireworks of our lives, and specifically of our lives in our Savior, our Lord and our Master, Christ Jesus, resident within us, transforming us, and loving us with the gifts of love, joy, and peace. My name is Ed Dunn, and I have been delighted to host this podcast, focusing on freedom, festival, and fireworks. We'll speak again soon, and until we do, take care. We will talk soon.